Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the Wednesday show. A little subdued today, a little quiet, a little very reflective today, picking up some articles and some other things that have kind of got me to into a really reflective kind of mood of, I see myself gradually changing in what I do with people. And I'm doing these classes online, which I'm encouraging people to get involved in and listen to. It's about developing your intuitive skills. And even that, I'm going to shift a little bit. Hopefully, enough people will recognize the change from this Friday for the class Friday. And it really is more about, how do you develop your own intuitive skills to get your own answers? How do you connect to your spirit guides? And how can you hear from your spirit guides, your teachers, so that you can get? So it's, you know, that adage that comes to mind is about, you know, you can teach, you can show, you can catch somebody's a fish, and then, or you can give somebody an answer, or you can show them how to fish, and then they can get their own answers. So that's kind of where I'm going. I remember many years ago, I was doing work through a metaphysical bookstore, and the new owner of the store said, George, you're a much better teacher than you are psychic. That kind of like threw me back at the time, because I was doing psychic work and hypnotherapy work and all that sort of thing. It kind of threw me back, kind of blew me away a little bit. And that she used that as a parting of the ways, but that kind of stuck with me over the time. So, you know, teaching you how to do it and how to connect with your spirit guides, how to be more clairvoyant and clairaudient and clairsentient is really kind of where I'm kind of going with all this. So that's the direction. So I will still take readings, and we'll still talk to dead people and what they have to say to you, because usually what they have to say to you is really kind of a teaching modality anyway, because they're about teaching. If your grandmother, your great-grandfather wants to talk to you, or John Lennon, it doesn't matter. They're about teaching you something or helping you to be aware of something you already know. Because a great teacher is really about helping you to recognize something that you already know. That's interesting. Or something that you can already do. If I can help you to become more clairvoyant or more clairaudient, then it means that, if you know what I'm sure you know what those words mean, but then you're going to get better answers, and you're going to believe in yourself. And that's the inspiring part of being a teacher in the metaphysical world, is inspiring you to realize your full potential and getting your answers, manifesting what you want in your life. So that's what I'm about. That's what I've been working on. So we'll get into that a little bit. I have some articles that maybe I want to share, and I do really believe in the idea, the concept, really believe in the concept of, where was I going with that? I got kind of distracted there for a moment. Somebody was chatting at from the side. Believing in all of this, that we can do it ourselves, that we don't necessarily have to call on somebody else. Now, I get psychics that call me and we talk, and we get, and then really what they're trying to verify is what they already know. And that's what it's all about. It's just verifying what you already know. If you don't know it, you know, it's like the lawyer thing. If lawyers never ask a question unless they already know the answer or have a really good, clear understanding. They never want to be in the dark. So that's what I'm about, is helping you, teaching you, helping you, inspiring you to do your own thing, to recognize your own thing, to manifest what you want, to know that you can do it, whatever you want to do, that you know that it's in the future. You know, a lot of the readings I've been giving are really about, okay, this is what the universe has out there for you. You've already put it out there. You said it. Now, just get there. Don't doubt, don't question it, just get there. And I think doubt is what's that the most destructive thing that we can have. So that's what I'm all about. So I'll get some articles. If you have any calls, if you want to talk to any people that have passed, family members, famous people, relatives, friends who have passed, we can see if we can connect with them and see what lessons they might have for you. And or if you want to delve into your past lives, which is lessons too. It's about teaching you something about yourself and then you need to be doing in this lifetime that perhaps you want to continue on from a past life. Or maybe you just need to learn a lesson from a past life and do something a little differently. Or maybe you're learning about something. And one of the other things I really help people with, and it's part of that teaching process, is recognizing you as an empath, doing very empathic things. I recognize that within you certain qualities that you need to recognize about yourself, if that makes sense. I read people. I get that about you. And how to be more empathic, how to understand. So that's the classes I'm going to be teaching at Learn It Live. And I think I've posted the link before, and I'll post it again. My next class is on Friday. And the basic class was about certain tools that you can use to get answers, but I'm going to delve more into the certain aspects of intuitiveness, psychic ability, and go from there, right? That's what I want to do. So let me give you the link for that, because that's Friday class is at 5 o'clock Pacific Daylight Standard Time, not daylight. It's not daylight savings yet, is it? I hope not. No, not yet. That means it would be dark like it really early in the morning. Okay, so what am I doing here? Oh, I'll give you the link for the class, and then if you want to do it on Friday, and then we can have some fun. I'll teach you all about how to develop your own psychic abilities a little bit more, intuitive abilities. You know, a lot of psychics have kind of shied away from the word psychic. They call themselves intuitive, you know, intuitive coaches, this and that, because they find it that the word psychic brings up some really, I don't know how you would call some negative connotations. I was working for a psychic line and we had workshops, and there must have been 50 or 60 psychics in the room from all over Southern California primarily. And we got talking about that, and it was really about, maybe we don't want to be called psychic so much as intuitives. I thought that was a kind of fascinating discussion. I'm rambling a little bit, I know. And what I want to do, oh, okay, I'm just going to post something for you, and then you can go from there. And this is for the class on Friday. On Learn It Live, I'm going to give you the link and you can sign up. The class is $10, but if you get in early, I have a 25% discount. So if you sign up early, and I still think you can still get those. So that's the class, and it's really about an educational class on learning to use your intuitive skills more and developing them more. And I hadn't mentioned it yet, but in the class I'll try to get into a little bit of more about connecting more with your spirit teachers, your spirit guides, your higher self, whatever you call it. So that's what the class is about. Hopefully you can join me. We'll have some fun. I think it will be kind of fun. So I'm done rambling for a moment. So if you want to call me, and if you want to talk about having any of your ancestors talk to you, or if you want to delve into your past lives and what they mean to you now, we can do that. That's mainly what the class is, this is about today. Okay. So one of my favorite authors, recent authors, I really like her material, is Pam Grout. She's been writing most of her lives, maybe I'm true, maybe she has been. But recently she's written a couple of books called E Squared and E Cubed, which were more about manifesting, but she worked somewhat from the principles of the Course of Miracles. And so I got an article that she wrote, and she does blogs a couple times a week, or at least once a week. So I thought I'd share some of her thoughts, and from people that write into her about how her principles of the E cubed and E squared, and one of the principles is the 72-hour challenge or 48-hour challenge. It would be a challenge of the universe to bring you something in 48 hours. And I've done it and it's worked. I'm in the middle of a challenge right now. I don't want to talk about it because once you put it out there, you're just going to leave it out there for the universe. You surrender your challenge to the universe to bring you something, and then you just let it go. That's the principle. So starting her article, she quotes Elizabeth Gilbert. "Only when we are at our most playful can divinity finally get serious with us." I love that quote. Now, let's chew on that one for a while. Only when we are at our most playful can divinity finally get serious with us. You think about that. And you think about the most playful. You're really in a good mood. You're playing. You're having fun. You're enjoying life. You're putting out this really positive vibration, right? And that's when the universe, divinity, really responds to us. If you're all depressed and all down and all bummed out, you kind of pinch that connection with the universe to get what you want, to get them to hear what you want, because you have to be vibrating at the same vibration as the universe to get what you want, for them to hear you, believe it or not. Yeah, it's kind of like, wait a minute, to really hear you, to create that really cool vibration, that really cool connection, you have to be in a very positive place, believe it or not. And now that's hard. When you got problems and difficulties, it's hard to get there, and you're kind of going, how do I get there when I'm all, you know, like, got to pay the rent and I'm short, you know, how do I get to that good positive place, right? I mean, obviously, most people would say that. I know that. When I've been there, done that, and you know, kind of like went emotional because I was short. So how do you change that? How do you get to that place? Well, we can talk about that a little bit more. Let me read her article. And then we can get into that discussion if you want, or whatever you want to talk about. Call in, please. You know, and we can talk. We can give you a guidance on all of this. Okay, yeah, that's what I'm about. So the teacher hat, I'm putting the teacher hat more on lately. The teacher and the inspiration hat, this kind of dual hat. It has both sides of it, you know, teacher, inspirer, all that sort of thing, versus pure. This is the future for you. Because you created your future. Where was Pam? I lost her. Okay, here she is. Okay. She basically saying she's been gone for a while. She hasn't been writing, and that she's writing too much lately. But she was in Arizona. One of the reasons I was in Arizona, because the Phoenix Creative Living Fellowship invited me to give a workshop. The minister who initiated the process told me she manifested a brand spanking new BMW when doing the experiments in E squared. So that's the book by Pam Grout, Grout. If you want to read it, it's called E squared and E cubed. So it's E, the letter E with a dash squared. And if you find it, if you're willing to read it. And there's some great experiments. And the one I like is the 48-hour experiment, where you challenge the universe to bring you something in 48 hours. So continue on with the article. And her colleague, the minister who picked me up at the airport, who happens to be from Colombia, South America, said the reason he was now in Arizona is because he had plastered, I'm thinking minister here, plastered a postcard of the Grand Canyon on a vision board he had made years earlier. The postcard inevitably added to present his desire to travel that was taken quite literally by the universe. And after a short stint in Europe, he ended up, not surprisingly, in Arizona. What's that? You got to be careful what you put out there. If you ask for something, it'll come to you. You know the cool thing about this, and I don't know about the first case, but the second case, he put it on his vision board and he forgot about it. It was there. He thought about it, put it out there, and bam, it showed up. And that's usually how it works. You put it out there, you forget about it, you go feel good about something else, and bam, it shows up. And that's the most difficult thing for people, I think, is to, once you ask for something, to let it go and not ask for it again. Just accept the fact that the universe heard it. Okay, so the next one. The second story comes from a wonderful 50-year-old named Isa. So I'm just a 15-year-old who happened to come across your book, E Squared, and had read its successor with great exuberance. And through my problems, though my problems compared to those other space are teensy, I'd like to share how I dealt with it. Yeah, at this point in school, we were about to start learning how to use a certain type of logical table, arithmetic tables. In case you don't know what it is, an easy way to multiply, divide, and find roots of, well, complicated numbers. Everyone was pretty tense about it, and naturally I absorbed from the environment around me. Got into that energy. Oh, no, this is going to happen, right? I started thinking about it, though, to be tough and all the bad stuff. But then I halted with those nasty thoughts, right there and exclaim to myself, field of potentiality. Or yeah, she calls it the field of potentiality. Okay, that's what Pam calls it. So field of potentiality, call it the universe, call it whatever you want. So the logarithmic table will be fun to use and very easy, and I won't make any mistakes in using it. So she's saying it out to the universe. This is going to be fun. Using this new thing is going to be fun, and it's going to be easy, and yeah, I just wanted to make it that way, right? Challenge to the universe, right? And guess what? After the class was over, I was able to solve all the problems, and I truly enjoyed doing it, though a mass of my class looked flustered. So, yep, the field of potentiality always works. It is in charge of your perspective that counts. So it really is about how you think about something. And we're back to this whole thing about what you talked about earlier. That first quote, have some fun. The universe responds to you when you're having fun, when you're playing, when you're having a good time, right? And her last story has to do, remember the Lizard Lover post, and she wrote this thing about this a while back about, remember the piano player I mentioned who rolled his grand piano to play Imagine. This was after the Paris attacks, right? He rolled his grand piano to a certain area in Paris after the attacks in Paris and played Imagine. On Sunday, my friend Diane told the rest of the story. Turns out the piano player was named David Martello, who was watching a football game in Germany while the explosion began. He knew he had to do something. Within 15 minutes, he loaded his piano onto a trailer and drove all night 400 miles to be in Paris. Keep in mind, David wasn't a doctor or a medic or a counselor. He was just a musician who used what he had, a talent for playing music, to give love. Now, let me read that again. You know, sometimes we don't think we can help. Well, sometimes in a situation, we think, I can't help in the situation. I can't do anything. But this man drove 400 miles with his piano. What did he do it for? He was a musician who used what he had, a talent for playing music, to give love. That's why we're here, guys, to give love, to have fun and play around in the quantum sandbox. I love that quote. That's why we're here. That's why we're in this life, really. That's a tough one for most of us, isn't it? You know, how many times in our lives are we told, oh, you're not supposed to have fun. You're not supposed to play, right? You know, but that's why we're here. That's why we're really here, is to have fun, to play, to be creative, to be a creative influence in our environment, and to create and do it wherever we can too, to show love, whatever it is, play music, do mathematics, right? Heal the sick. So I have a couple callers. So you know the tone of the show. And you've been listening to me for the last 23 minutes or thereabout. Yeah, is it? I don't know, something like that. No, 19, whatever number of minutes it's been. So let me take a couple calls and see if we're synced in today on the direction I'm headed, and see if you're headed in the same direction. Hello.
Hello. I'm sorry about that. I just kind of joined in with the call.
Okay.
Not too long ago. Are you doing reading?
Well, you know, as I explained earlier, and I'm talking to okay. dead people today, or your past
okay.
lives. So if a
mm-hmm.
famous, if a family member has something to advice to give you, not so much in predictions like what's going to happen, but what you need to do to get what you want. That's what
mm-hmm.
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
It's more about how versus when.
Okay. Well, is there any messages for me?
Okay. What is your name? I have to have a name.
My name is Angela.
Angela, is there any particular area of your life that you would want to get a message on?
Relationship or school.
All of the above. Oh, the big ones, huh?
Yeah.
The big ones. Let me see who, if anyone wants to come through for you, it's on your father's side. Okay, you don't have to know these people. You don't even have to spend time with these people. They could have lived long before you did, but they know who you are. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we think
yes.
we have to know somebody who's passed. We don't. In the non-physical
yes.
world, they observe you anyway. They're all connected with your other family members. So it's on your father's side. It's a female energy on your father's side. It feels like a great-grandmother kind of person. Okay? I don't know their name. She doesn't give me a name. They don't give me names very much. And, oh, whoa. Okay. You're doing really well in school, aren't you?
I did when I was in school, and I had children. I took a break, and now I want to go back.
Yeah, because I'm getting kind of a message is don't put pressure on yourself, but you're going to do it. Don't put pressure on yourself. It's all part of your natural process. It's all part of your path to do this. What are you going to study? What are you going back into? I'm sorry?
Psychology is what I like to do, but funeral director is what I've changed my funeral directing.
Well, you know, in a way, it is a psychology thing. Do you know that?
I'm sorry?
It is. There is a form. Here it is for you. It's like a form of psychology because you're dealing with people in very difficult times.
Yes.
You have to be very compassionate. And you have that energy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is no question in this. It's that it's more like the answer more is that you're very qualified to do this from an emotional and spiritual level. Okay.
All right.
Will you do it? Absolutely, you'll do it because you have found a passion that you're really interested in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you just need verification that you're going to do this. It's going to take a little time, but you're going to do this. Okay.
Okay.
And you will be really well respected in this area.
I worked for a funeral home for like 3 years under another funeral director. And
yeah.
It taught me a lot. And I brought a lot of business and a lot of people were.
Yeah, you're well respected. So, yeah, there's no question on this. So what's the relationship issue? Let's get into something that when you're talking about doing that, that's a given. That's like, okay, that's an absolute. Okay, you're just going to finish it up and you're done, right? There's no question on that one. So what's the relationship issue? I'm sorry, you're cutting out.
Communication on his and trust on his part.
Ooh, so you're asking somebody else to do something different, right? You're asking men to be different, right?
I understand everything. Everybody has issues and everything like that. But like communication problems, as far as there's no reason for us not to have any communication problems. We both are very outgoing people, but for some reason it's just like we're not seeming to understand one another at all lately.
Okay. So what kind of guidance are you looking for on that? Will it happen?
Will we find a way to work it out?
Well, the way to work it out is how I hear it for you is very simple. It's not simple. It's to really address it as a problem with him. Address it as a problem that you need his help on, and the fact that your relationship could be so much better if you communicate better. How can you help with this? Give him the assignment or the task of improving the communication or working together on communication. He can do this. Right. He's just being lazy about it. Okay?
Okay.
That's what I get. He's being lazy about it.
I've told we've had past life together that we were obviously brought together for reason in this life, but I'm not sure. But I don't know. I do believe in that, but I just don't know if it's been something.
Well, have you had a past life with it? Of course you've had a past life together. So the lesson to be learned in this life from a past life. Yeah, it is about communication. It is about learning more communication. It's being able to communicate at a higher level, because I'm really feeling in a past life together you had these same kind of roles, but there wasn't the need to communicate. There wasn't need to communicate at a higher level because it was like a very traditional old fashioned marriage where the man did his thing and the wife did her thing and the communication was very passing. Do you know what I mean by that? And so in this lifetime the challenge is to take your communication to a much higher level, an intensity, an involvement of sharing. Okay, so that's your challenge. Mm-hmm. That is a challenge. the question is, can he recognize the challenge or the need to? And I still get he will. I still get he will, but it has to be presented to him as a problem to help him work on. He needs to work on this problem.
I agree.
Not like, oh, we have a problem here. You know, it's like, I have a problem. You present it as your problem and then ask for his advice on solving your problem. Is that, you'd like to develop better communication, right? I feel that there's, don't point the fingers too much at him because he'll resent that. But like, my problem is the communication problem. How can you help me to increase the communication? Make it your issue, not his issue. And ask for his help on the issue. Does that make sense?
I see.
Point a finger at a man and say, let's talk about something, then they suddenly get to they get into the mother syndrome of, I don't want to talk to you. Okay? So I have a problem, dear. I have a problem. And my problem is about communication. I need your help to develop better communication between us. It's my problem. Without making it his problem. But he'll take it as, we need to work on this. Try it that way.
Okay.
Okay?
I can do that.
You'll get there. He wants to help you. He just doesn't know how sometimes.
Right. I agree.
Okay? Okay. Take care. Bye now.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Bye. Yeah, past lives. We have challenges from past lives sometimes, aren't they? They're a big one. Yeah, when I was trying to get back to her, that particular past life that they were together, it felt really pretty much like in the 1800s, perhaps the late 1800s. It wasn't in the West, because sometimes I see people, it was more of a traditional state like Pennsylvania or like West Virginia or something like that, where people were down to earth people. And the husband really worked long hours and might have worked and, you know, farming or whatever it was. And so that there was a lack of really talking, just lack of talking. That's what it felt like, West Virginia or something like that. And there was just this, you know, kids and, you know, just, yeah. So that was a challenge. That's what it felt like. Okay, let me take another call. We got people holding here. Hello?
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 Yes, who am I speaking to?
This is Lisa, George.
Yes. How is Lisa today?
Oh, she's doing good. I'm doing good right now. You did pretty good with her. I liked it.
Well, thank you. I kept trying to get what Spirit had to say. I was like, okay, where are you guys taking this one? I have no idea where we're going to go with this one. Just tell me what to tell her because I have no clue. So what's going on?
You did really good. I remember when you first came out and you you weren't sure what you were just starting your show, I remember, and that was a long time ago, and then I just saw your thing today that you were on. I wanted to see how it was going. Let me know any past lives coming through for me or anybody on the other side.
What year were you born?
62.
You died in the last life in the 1930s. Okay? And it was, but for oddly enough, because this sounds strange to say, but I don't know where this is yet, and I haven't got the real thing. It could have been Spain. Spain. Okay? It wasn't Germany. It was Spain. And I guess there was some kind of war going on in Spain at that time. Wasn't there the communists versus the whatever, fascists or something? I don't know if I remember my history. But you were a prisoner of war. A prisoner of war. Okay? You were prison. You were kind of a radical. Are you radical now?
Yes.
you were a young man. Probably it feels like you were under the age of 30 under the age of 30, a radical, probably communist, that was being held captive and tortured. Okay?
Nice. I always thought it was a concentration camp.
Well, it's a similar kind of thing, but you know what I mean? But it wasn't in Germany, it was in Spain, okay? And it was a prison, more like a prison. Could have felt like a concentration camp, but that's what I get, okay? They're trying to get information out of you of, like, where everybody's at, what's their plans, blah, 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 okay? But you were pretty loyal. You didn't break. You didn't break. You'd rather be shot than break, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
So you were shot. Okay.
I remember getting shot.
Yeah, you were shot. Okay, well let's take this forward, and let's see why you would. What advantage is it for? What? How do you use this now? Okay, first of all, you still have a lot of integrity. You're a very authentic person. Okay.
Yes.
So you hold true to that integrity, but this time you want to do it in a more peaceful way. You don't want to go to war, particularly, right?
Correct. It would be nice if it could be avoided, for sure.
Yeah, so you're here to complete a life, to be truly authentic to yourself, to be outspoken, to be diligent in whatever cause you take on, but not necessarily to go to war. Okay? So it's
correct.
Here, it's to complete a lifetime. It's to live the whole shooting match, the whole thing, whole enchilada, but still be yourself and not to give up early.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Because that's what it feels like. It feels like really strong.
Yeah.
You're here to continue to be the rabble rouser is the word I hear. Are you a rabble rouser?
I'm a freedom fighter, yes, for mankind and Americans.
Okay, keep going. Yeah, that's your job. That's why you're here. But you're here to complete the whole lifetime doing it. And to make some progress.
Well,
and to make some.
I hope I did last time.
What?
I hope I don't go out to where I did last time.
No, you won't. I don't think you will. I don't get that in your energy field to end up the same way. This time it feels more like you will accomplish much more in this lifetime and write a book about it. Okay?
Oh, wow. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Great-grandmother, mother's side, is saying to you, keep going, girl. Keep it going, girl. Keep it going. You'll do it. Keep it going. Don't step on so many toes though. Don't step on so many toes. Yeah, you may need those feet later on in your life. Ooh, that's a good one. I've never heard that line before. That's a great line. The toes you may step on, you may need their feet later in life. Think about that.
Okay.
Okay, that's what she's telling you. So be careful of the toes you step on because you may need them later.
Right.
Okay, that's your advice today. From
I have a lot of friends that for sure on the opposition of that.
Right. So yeah, just pick your battles. Basically, the toes you want to step on. Some you can crunch really hard if you want. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Take care. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Thank you, George. Bye bye.
Bye now. Okay. That was fun. That was interesting. Past lives, we learned stuff, you know, and it's like, and that we're here to do certain things, we're accomplishing things. Rabble rouser. I love that word, rabble rouser. I haven't heard that in a long time, but that's a great line. Be careful of the toes you step on because you may need those other feet later in your life. Aha. Okay. So I have some other callers. So let me take a call or two. And when we keep going and have some fun here, I had some really great articles today. I was going to talk about, oops, somebody left. Well, I got this person staying for a while, I guess. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
I thought I was getting like two people at the same time or something strange.
I thought so too.
Yeah, some of it must have bled over. Ooh, it's the ghost in the machine, right? Yeah. Maybe it was your great-grandmother. Who knows, huh?
I don't know.
No, that couldn't be true. No, it couldn't be true. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Patricia.
Patricia, what's going on, Patricia?
Well, I see here that you're connecting with past ones, past loved ones, and... I wanted to
or famous people or whoever wants to come through. I always don't know who would want to talk to you. Could be the gardener of your grandmother for all I know, right? You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, that would be
some of them are watching you all the time. You know that. You ever get self-conscious about that? They're staring at you going, when are you going to take a shower again? Okay, I'm kidding. Okay, so let's see. If there's anybody that wants to come through, male figure. It's a male figure this time. Okay, male figure, mother's side of the family. Male figure, mother's side of the family. Kind of like, it feels like a grandfather kind of thing, okay? It feels a very strong energy, has this really strong presence. You have any questions for him?
Yes.
And that's a strange way of putting it. That's a strange way of asking it, but do you have any questions for him?
Yes, I'd like to find out if he has anything to tell me about me moving, whether it's a good idea or not.
Before I ask that question, because I do have two people on the line, what's your first three of your area code?
505.
Okay, let me click this other one off. That's why we were hearing. It was my fault. I had two people on at the same time. They were listening to our call. So now we are singular, okay? Okay, so moving. You want to know if you're when you're going to be moving, not if. There
yeah.
is no if. There is no if. Do you understand that? There is no if. It's when.
Okay. Yes,
I mean that makes it sound like it's very certain thing that you will be doing, and if you wanted to do this for a while, and from the non-physical world, they've been arranging this to happen for you. Have you found a place you want to go yet?
No, I stepped out the door about a week or two just to let them know that I'm serious about it. I'm looking at other homes. I have not found anything.
But you know the general location. You know the location you want to go, right?
Right now, not really. I'm just out there looking. I'm just...
Okay. Okay. Let me put it this way: how your non-physical ancestors will open the door for you to find the perfect place, relatively perfect place within the next few days. In the next few days.
Oh,
okay. It's like a place the light will go on around it, if you know what that sense is like. If you go someplace and you go, that's it. You'll get that,
yeah.
That's it. You'll get that, that's it.
Yeah,
Before Valentine's Day. That's it.
Oh. Okay.
That's what it feels like. Because you're ready to do this. Everything else is ready to go. You just haven't found the perfect spot yet.
Right, I haven't found the perfect spot to make me really want to pack everything up. And
you will.
And
you will. For some reason, they're arranging this for you. Your family.
Okay.
Non-physical family is saying, okay, we want you to move. We don't like you where you're at right now.
Okay.
I wonder why they don't like you where you're at right now. The energy must be off for you, right?
It is.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're working it for you. They're working it. You'll get it done soon. Okay?
Okay, so...
The lights are going to go on around to someplace, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to let you go, but yeah, just know what's going to happen because they're diligently working. Just be open to those synchronicities in your life that, you know what I mean by synchronicity. You've been asking for it, and something will pop up, and you go, I got to go there, I got to look over here, okay?
Okay, I'm open to it.
It'll happen
for you. I'm listening. I'm open. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. I got one more caller, I think. I think there's people. I don't know. I get confused by this thing. The 206 number, I don't know if we've talked or not. I know I had clicked. I think we've already talked. I get lost track of these numbers after a while. Okay. So let me take this call, I think. I'm getting this board's getting me confused. Oh, no. Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
I think we already spoke.
We spoke? Oh, you came back. Well, let me try this other number.
One.
I don't know what's going on here. Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. Bye. Okay. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm confused, but I'm fine. Why am I confused?
Okay.
It's all these numbers on the board. Yeah, I don't have a screener, so it would be easier if I could get screeners, right? Okay, so...
Yeah.
Who am I speaking to?
Yvonne.
Yvonne, what's going on?
Okay, I just want to know, am I allowed to get a reading from my daughter? She's 3 months. I wanted to see her past life. Or if not, you can do mine.
Your daughter, she's 3 months old. You want to know if she had a past life? Of course she had a past life. You want to know what she was in a past life, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Is your mother still alive?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not your mother, but she was in your family line. It's like a grandmother or great grandmother. She was that person in a past life, in a former life. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Am I making sense here? Because she has that direct connection. She didn't come from strange place, you know, she, you know, from another planet or somewhere. No, she has a direct lineage to you, but it feels like a great grandmother kind of thing. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know how she died?
But on your father, on your father's side, not your mother's side. On your father's side, not your mother's side. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Why is she in this lifetime, though? That's an interesting. Why would she come back so quickly? She's coming back fairly quickly to assist you as you get older to reach your goals.
Oh,
wow.
Good.
That's pretty cool, huh? You know, sometimes children are great inspirations to us to do things and accomplish some things because we, you know, we feel like we need to do it for them, but we're doing it really for us, right?
Yeah.
So she's here to inspire you, basically.
Okay, cool. Now, if you don't have any more callers, can I ask one more question?
Go ahead.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Now, can you do my pathway?
What year were you born?
84.
No, you're young. Okay, I'm trying 61, 64, right?
No,
84. Because you died in the 60s, 1960s, okay? Early part of the 1960s, probably it feels like early 60s, 61, 62. Okay, in the United States, in the Southwest, okay?
Okay.
Native American, you know, kind of like, oh, everybody wants to be Native American, right? Native American, no, I'm kidding. No, Native American. So how did you die? Woman, Native American, you were old, okay? Like you were really old when you died, like really old, like in your 80s. That's not that old, but it's really old, okay?
Okay.
You were like a tribal, and I get the word like medicine woman, but you were a tribal leader, basically a tribal leader. And I think you were of the Hopi tribe, okay?
Okay.
So you were a really good person. You did a lot of good things in the tribe. You were a tribal leader. People really respected you. Okay?
Okay.
So why would you come into this life now? You don't seem to be Native American now, right?
I'm not African American.
Mostly because you wanted to do something different. You wanted to have a different perspective on life. You wanted to seek a different kind of education in this life. You must be pretty well educated, right?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I didn't go to school, but I'm pretty smart.
Yeah, you're going to go back to school. You're going to take some more education, though, in the future. You know that, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. So it was just a complete change of life. Yes, to be a mother. In a more peaceful environment. Not a struggle. You're not struggling, right?
No, I'm not.
Yeah. So that's why you would do that. So what lessons? The lessons are really to delve into your own intuitiveness in this lifetime, your own sense of connection to the divine in your own life. You're going to take more of your life as you get older to get more into that. Okay?
Okay.
You're really going to delve into practice, not weird practices, you know. But you're going to get a deeper connection to the spirit world as you get older, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Okay, so
I think I've talked to you. Let me double check. Have we talked?
No, we haven't. This is Hollis.
No, I'm
George.
Sorry. I only got about a minute, so.
Oh, okay. I just was wondering if you saw any ancestors around me.
Well, real quick, I'll give you about four of them. You have about four of them around you right now. And you have a distant cousin that's around you a lot. And I don't know why this cousin would be around you a lot. And they're around you to spur you to more action in your life. Mm. You're not a couch potato, though, are you?
Well, I'm kind of in a little transition period, so...
They're here to spur you on, to get you going, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Take you to the next level, and they'll take you to the next level. I better let you go. I'm sorry we didn't have more time, but yeah, I'll be back on Friday if you want to call back and we can delve more into them, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, Well, it's been fun today. Interesting calls. Thank you very much. Appreciate everybody. Love you guys. Remember, I'll be back on Friday. I'm having a class on Friday, and I listed it. So have a good one. Bye.